You're listening to SBS News.
From allegations about the origins of the coronavirus to concerns of human rights abuse towards the Uyghur minority, diplomatic relations between Canberra and Beijing have been tense over recent years, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine has further damaged this already shaky relationship. Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne announced new sanctions on Russia following heightened conflict in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.
We will today take steps to sanction key figures in the Belarusian government who are allied with Russia and who are abetting the invasion. The next immediate priority is to continue sanctions on Vladimir Putin's inner circle and on Russia's defence industry.
But despite international pressure, China has refrained from denouncing Vladimir Putin's invasion. Whilst 11 members of the UN Security Council voted for a resolution condemning Russia's actions, China abstained from the vote. On top of this, Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has voiced concern over reports that China has eased its trade restrictions on Russian wheat.
You don't go and throw a lifeline to Russia in the middle of a period when they're invading another country. That is simply unacceptable from the reports that we have seen, and I would urge all nations to say this is not a time to be easing trade restrictions with Russia. We should all be doing the exact opposite.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese has also condemned China's unwillingness to denounce Russia's actions.
And China is doing the exact opposite by actually lifting some of the restrictions that are there on the wheat trade with Russia. It's doing the opposite of what it should be doing, and this is an opportunity for China should be joining with the rest of the world in condemning this action, because this action is solely the responsibility of Russia.
Federal Defence Minister Peter Dutton says it's China's responsibility to put pressure on Russia to stop the invasion.
Well, President Xi and President Putin have announced this special relationship, this bond, this union that they've formed, and it's clear that President Xi has the power, probably uniquely compared to any other world leader, to work with Russia and to encourage them to pull back from the actions that they're undertaking.
But China have responded to these appeals of hostility, firing back at Australia, saying that the Prime Minister's claims are misinformation. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin has called Australia's behaviour despicable.
For some time, Australia has been spreading false information to smear and blame China out of the Cold War mentality and zero-sum thinking. Such irresponsible behaviour is despicable. China's position on the Ukraine issue is consistent and clear. Meanwhile, China and Russia carry out normal trade cooperation in the spirit of mutual respect and equality.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson says that while the UN Charter should be respected, China sees that Ukraine has its own complex issues and describes Russia's security concerns as legitimate. He has also denounced the economic sanctions that the West have imposed on Russia.
Sanctions are not the means to fundamentally and effectively solve problems and will only cause serious difficulties to the economy and livelihood of countries in the region. It will only end up hurting both others and oneself. We hope the parties concerned will give this some serious thought and strive to resolve issues through dialogue and consultation.
And a warning from China to the West about interfering in international affairs.
The country that will see their reputation stained are those who interfere in others' internal affairs in the name of democracy and human rights or wage wars around the world.
Natasha Kassam from the Lowy Institute says that while China does not like to see political instability, it does like to see the US and NATO negatively affected by the Ukraine crisis.
Russia's efforts to destabilize the region are not good for China, but China does like to see the United States and NATO looking weak, and that fits into its plans for the regional order. So you can see that China is trying very hard to not condemn Russia, but also to not endorse interference and the failure to uphold Ukraine's sovereignty. Ultimately, though, China is giving Russia cover for its behaviour.
Ms. Kassam also says comparisons between Ukraine and Taiwan should not be made so quickly.
While China has learned many lessons from Russia's treatment of Ukraine around disinformation, cyber operations, and psychological warfare, there is little reason to draw conclusions between Ukraine and Taiwan's fate. China is not more likely to invade Taiwan because Russia has made this move.
Tom Kennedy, SBS News.